We're laying down for ourselves the month of December. It's not just about keeping up with our training and all those great things that we set out for this past month, but it is about the present challenge. And we're not talking about gifts. We're talking about the gift of mindfulness that allows you to actually be and think and truly experience the current moment.
Holiday presence? Is that what we're talking about?
Holiday present. Yeah, kind of holiday okay. Presence.
Ah.
So it's the present challenge, but it has nothing to do with gifts. It's all about being present and being mindful. Because here's the big trap that we frequently find ourselves in during the holidays.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Hello, and thank you for checking out this week's episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. It is officially the holidays. That's right. Some people's favorite time of the year, aka me. Maybe not everybody's favorite time of the year because, yes, we know this time of year brings a lot of stress. And as if 2020 hasn't been stressful enough all by itself, now we're dealing with a whole, spike right around the holidays. And everybody's questioning what they've been doing, what they're planning. Everybody's probably more worried about everybody's kind of adherence to or not adherence to rules. There's just a lot of extra things this year causing the anxiety and stress of the holidays. So today's episode is all about one main method, one way to help you tune into the holidays and lower your stress levels. So before we get into that, we're going into a quick training recap because it was also Thanksgiving week. And the question becomes, did we completely blow our week, do nothing, and just sit back and gorge on turkey? What did you do?
I know. So we're recapping the Turkey Day or Turkey Day week. And I think I did pretty well. I don't know if I hit that 5-workout benchmark that we set for the ATF holiday immune boosting challenge. I still can't say immunity. Immunity. I should just say
you
immunity.
You just did it.
Immunity. I think I probably hit around probably 3 or so because I'm still nursing. My back's almost fully healed, I would say. So I still stayed away for some lifting weights and stuff. So, but did a lot of leg workouts. So my legs were definitely feeling it. I think I did a whole dedicated mini band workout this week where it was just literally all mini bands, 4 different exercises for the mostly hip, core, kind of lower extremity strengthening with the resistance band. Don't sleep on the resistance bands, folks. It's really good stuff. So besides that, I think I did pretty well this week. You know, worked out on Thanksgiving,
yep,
which I think is a big must. It's definitely
good.
I think a lot of people, you know, it's funny. I think I've heard more. I don't know about, and maybe it's just in the circles I run, but I've heard way more people talking about the workout they did on Thanksgiving to not working out on Thanksgiving. So, I mean, but I will say I'm glad I worked out because it might have, that burning those calories might have made up for a half a slice of pie or something, whatever.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, it's good to, whatever, every little bit helps, but I definitely enjoyed the holiday. I ate like it was a holiday on the holiday.
Yeah.
So, good. But yeah, you know, keeping up with my supplements, trying to, you know, obviously Thanksgiving, I had a little few adult beverages on Thanksgiving, but other than that, you know, keeping it reined in and trying to make sure that keep the activity level up. Thinking probably hopefully this week add in some upper body exercises this week.
Yeah. Add some more variety
What about
into your
you?
life.
How did you do during Turkey Week?
I did pretty good, actually. I got in 4 days of training, and it was mostly Peloton, though I did do a HIIT workout in there on my own. And I did a nice long ride. I did a 45-minute ride. Actually, I did two 45-minute
Didn't you
rides.
say you mistakenly did one, or was that last
That
week?
was last week,
Oh.
where I thought it was a boot camp and it
Yeah.
was like a like heavy endurance ride. No, I actually did two 45-minute rides this week,
Nice.
and it felt so good. And I including one on Thanksgiving that I did, that was just awesome. You might hear some purring. This cat just literally curled up and laid her head on my boob, which is next to my microphone. So, hello, kitty. How are you? But yeah, I did the workout on Thanksgiving, which was a really good a good start to the day. I stayed mostly on track with minimizing my alcohol intake. And really gave it up, I think, only 2 days, including the holiday. I only had one glass of wine. I was the, DD. So I had a glass of wine with my dinner and nursed that sucker over the course of probably like 2 and a half hours. It wasn't a big glass of wine either, but yeah, I honestly feel like the less I drink, the less I want to drink. So, I'm gonna keep that rolling actually as we head into the month of December, and I'm gonna kind of keep focused on not really drinking that much alcohol because I just feel better, I think, when I don't. So, the sugar's obviously on Thanksgiving. Blew that to smithereens. Recovered
As
a
to be expected.
little bit the next day, but mostly because I was basically like not feeling great from Thanksgiving. I think it was just so much rich food I'm not used to eating. It was just everything. It was too much food. I felt like crap on Friday. I spent the first whole half of the day feeling so bad. I was up half the night, not feeling good. So, yeah, I think the moral of the story is like, even though you want to eat like it's a holiday on a holiday, sometimes you should just really stop and not mindlessly eat. And don't watch a parade with a big table of food in front of you and pick at it because I think that's what might have done me in.
Yeah, you do some unconscious eating for
Yeah,
sure.
it was
We
just
all do.
like, I mean, dinner at least, like there's purpose to it,
Yeah.
but I did decent on my supplements last week. So all in all, I feel like for a holiday week especially, it was one I'm walking away from feeling really good, really proud of myself, but also lesson learned. Next holiday, definitely going to be a bit more better about pacing myself.
I agree. And speaking of supplements, one supplement that we did not, list in when we were talking about like our immunity boosting challenge, like vitamin D, zinc, vitamin C, that I've been recommending a lot lately, or people have been kind of asking me about, is collagen.
Yeah, it's funny.
I think I've sent it a link for the collagen we use to like six different people in the last month or so. So I definitely collagen powder, great for joints, hair, skin. We take it, we put it right in our coffee in the morning or our cacao for Shannon. It's a Great Lakes hydrolyzed collagen powder, and it's got really good things. And of course, in the last year or so, I've seen a lot of good good supporting evidence for the benefits of it. So it is definitely not a protein powder, so don't use it as a protein powder. It has protein in it, but not all the amino acids that are essential for building muscle. So just make sure you note that. It's more for, I'd say, joint health and or skin and hair health than for a protein replacement.
Yeah, but I can attest to the fact that when I lost my hair post having Ella, like postpartum hair loss, it brought my hair back.
Right.
And like, I swear my hair is getting somewhat close. It's not the same, but somewhat close to pre-pregnancy hair. Really excited about that, folks.
I'm pretty excited.
It's been years.
I'm very excited. My hair is also luscious.
Your hair is right now. So luscious. Your eyebrows are on.
Oh yeah, that's where I'm, I think that's where it affects me the most. My eyebrows are just, you know, growing into my hairline. Anywho, so the holidays.
Is yeah.
What we're smack dab in the middle of, and it's I think this time of year is stressful to say the least, and 2020 is, I mean, I feel like if you had one word to describe 2020, it'd be stressful.
Oh, God.
So I think how can you, what's the best way you can, I don't know, avoid it or maybe manage it is probably a better word for our main topic for today.
And really where this all kind of stemmed from is, and I don't know if anybody else had the same experience, but if you have, then definitely listen to this whole podcast, because this is what ended up happening. The month of November, I remember like October 31st, wrapping up Halloween and going, whew, we got a whole month until the holidays. Like, we've got plenty of time. Like, there's so much I can do. I can get ahead of things. And then I blinked. A ton of crap happened, and yet I feel like it was like a hop, skip, and a jump. Like, I'm looking back now at the start of December, and I'm like, where the fudge did November go? It was one of those months that just went by in a blur. It feels like it went by so fast. Of all the months of this year, I feel like November, this month, has just gone by so fast. And for me, a person who loves the holidays, I don't want to look back and go, what the heck did I do? Like, there's key milestones that stand out because we had some really serious stuff happen with some of our family members. And we've had family members in the hospital. Very close family members, like immediate family members, friends that are essentially my family. Like they're my close family. Mm-hmm. And that, along with the craziness that was happening in the world with the pandemic, the elections, I mean, I blinked and it was gone. And it all comes down. If you have a moment, whether it was this past month or not, that is a sign when you feel like you've lost time. It's a sign that you're missing one major thing in your life.
Mindfulness?
Yes.
Ooh.
So being present, being in this moment, and that is where we're laying down for ourselves the month of December. It's not just about keeping up with our training and all those great things that we set out for this past month, but it is about the present challenge. And we're not talking about gifts. We're talking about the gift of mindfulness that allows you to actually be and think and truly experience the current moment.
Holiday presence? Is that what we're talking about?
Holiday present. Yeah, kind of holiday presence.
Ah.
So it's the present challenge, but it has nothing to do with gifts. It's all about being present and being mindful. Because here's the big Here's like the big kind of not mistake, but trap that we frequently find ourselves in during the holidays. There is so much going on when there is just like literally a laundry list of things that you know you have to do. You've got presents to buy, decorations to put up. You have to think about get-togethers. You can't get together. How are you going to get together with people? Coordinate virtual meetings, coordinate calls with your family, create little micro events that are now twice as many because, oh yeah, we can't gather in groups more than like four. So there's all of these things on top of all of the regular parts of our lives. I mean, if your just regular life feels busy and overwhelming, the holidays just seem to add, like, it's like it putting it on speed. When your mind is constantly planning for that next thing and your mind is always on the next task, you are not being mindful. You are not being present. When you're constantly looking forward to that future event and you're missing the moment you are in, you are not being mindful. And that's what creates that feeling of lost time because you're not actually living right now. You're living constantly for the future. So your awareness of what's happening and what you're experiencing right now in this moment, it's not as crisp, it's not as clear. So there might be times in your life where you feel like you really honed in on a lot of the details and you could say like, I know what this person was wearing. I know exactly what music was playing. I know what the room smelled like. I remember exactly what we did. That's because in that moment, you were being mindful. You were being present. And you were taking in all of the different stimulus of that moment. And you were soaking that in. And that is what we need to focus on in the coming month more than ever. Is mindfulness and being present because we can completely lose ourselves, not only with all of the things we have to do, but we can also lose ourselves in our own minds. And what that constantly looking forward does is it also creates anxiety and stress in us. That is a lot of what anxiety is. It's about worrying about all the things you can't control, the things in the past, or the things that haven't even happened yet. You spend so much time in the place that you've been that you can't change, in the place that hasn't even come around yet, that you lose where you are completely. So of course you lose sense of time and you have like skyrocketing, feelings of stress and anxiety. That is not what we want you all, ourselves as well, to be, particularly during this time of year, but really anytime. But it's something that you kind of lose track of. Like, I really try to be mindful, and I usually have like check-ins with myself just to keep myself on track. I did not do that in November because, oh yeah, I was going through absolute misery and fear, and I was so uncomfortable. I didn't want to be present. I wanted to think about the future. I wanted to get out of the current situation because I was in a really unhappy place, worrying about my family and my friends, and worrying about what was happening in the world. And there always seemed to be 20 things I should be doing for the future. I just lost the now completely. I don't want to do that for the rest of the year. So that's the biggest thing you can do for yourself is to take on this challenge with us and focus on mindfulness and being present during this holiday season. And you don't need any extra equipment. There's no cost to it. It's completely your own willpower and you kind of checking in with yourself and really being in this now
Would you say that its importance, and I know it's tougher this time, this year, more than any other year, probably in previous history or recent history, is to have, maybe even, because I know you've done this at a time, is kind of make a list of kind of things that you would like to do, not necessarily that you have to do, but things that probably make you be, can stimulate that being present feeling. Like go to a tree lighting or go see somebody Christmas lights somewhere or Christmas carols or things like that. Is that something that could kind of stimulate the presence that you're talking about?
It could. I would also say that being present means not having too much on your plate, that your mind constantly has to be worrying about the next 20 steps. So I would say that those lists that you're talking about are really great. Like, sit down and prioritize, and also figure out what you can let go of. I think everybody, one of the biggest trends we've seen over the last year, maybe this will be in our annual recap of like health trends for this year and upcoming, but we have seen and heard a lot of people talking about how they've slowed their lives down during this pandemic. They've been stuck at home, haven't been able to visit with people, haven't been able to travel. They're working from home, they're working out at home. They've basically been allowed to slow down and realize that the pace we normally live is insane. And it's good for people. Like, that's actually a really good benefit. If that's something that's happened to you, then that's a good thing. Like, understanding you don't always want to have nothing happening in your life, but also understanding the value of slowing down, because what it does give you is the opportunity to access that mindfulness a lot easier, because you're not planning for the 80 things that you think you should be doing. So I think it comes down to knowing and learning before we even get into the month what you're going to kind of let go of. If you've been on the fence about traveling during the holidays, you don't have to. Just let it go. Don't add that to your plate. If you've been stressing or thinking, oh my gosh, should I be hosting this event and this event and this event? Just let it go, or let some of them go. You don't want to add this time of year. You want to instead focus in on those things that bring you the most joy during the holiday season, because those are the things that you can really focus on, and those are the things that you can be present with. Like, if you've got three different events that you have to go to in one night, you're not going to be that present during any of them. You're just going to be like looking at the clock. I have to go. I have to go. It's getting close. I almost have to go. And you're not going to be able to enjoy the current moment. So it's, there are things that you have to identify and learn to do when it comes to mindfulness, but it really comes down to having your shit together so that you don't have to constantly think about the 80 things you have to do. Letting some things go, like knowing and prioritizing what's really important and letting some of those things go so you don't have this hugely full plate. And being okay with that, that's going to allow you to just be here right now. When you're with your friends and family, hopefully that's an experience. Like, the people, I should rephrase that, being with those people who you really love and bring you joy to be around, that's something that you want to savor. So think about it as savoring the moment, savoring the spirit of the season. If you love decorating, then decorate 100%, like 110%, and like every aspect of it, make that. If you love, like, I love the simple things about the holidays, like getting a really good cup of hot chocolate and driving around looking at Christmas lights. I really want to make sure that that is something that happens. And when I do that, I want to make sure I am 100% there for it. You know, it's like that's sitting and watching Christmas movies with my family. That brings me so much joy. I definitely have to make sure I am 100%. I will shut my phone off. I will ignore my emails. Like in the evening when we do that, that is what I will focus on. And that's what it comes down to. It's committing to this current moment 100%.
Yep. I like it. And I mean, something that's very unique. I think this is good. I mean, this type of advice, this idea of holiday present is good every year, not just 2020.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's probably much needed in 2020, but it's good every year because I know it was. But especially this year, you know, people are kind of even stressing about, you know, travel and all those things you already listed, being with family. I mean, people, I was reading articles about how, you know, psychologists are telling their patients that, you know, hey, don't, you know, just because you can't be with your family, think about you're doing it to protect them and protect each other too, so you can have it next year.
Yeah,
you know?
You're doing it for them.
Yeah, so just like don't think just because this year, oh, it's 2020 is the worst or anything like that. Think about what you're doing now is setting you up for those events where you can be with your loved ones later on down the line. So
yeah.
It's always the idea, I think, you take the half full approach, but also be fully present with whatever you do. So that's kind of some of the key factors for holiday present.
Yeah. And one suggestion, if you're new to mindfulness and being present, plan like one or two to start off with, if not maybe like three, like one in the morning, one in the middle of the day, one at the end of the day. Just these little check-ins where you stop and you think about, okay, where am I right now? What's happened to me today? And just like kind of rewind and go through and look at what you've accomplished, what you've got, and really land yourself. One great tactic you can tack on to that all the time is just practicing gratitude. Do it at the beginning, the end of the day, wherever. That forces you to be present. And it's a great, like, it turns your whole, like, it shuts your anxiety off and everything. It's a great way to get present and be mindful and not have to, like, really work at it. Because you just basically find three things you're grateful for.
Nice. That's good advice. Like that tactic. You know what I'm grateful for? Being pumped. Was that a stretch?
Like a little hop, skip, and a leap.
All right. Well folks, it's that time each week that we gotta tell you what's got us pumped. And I will happily go first, if that's all right with you.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's I teased it last week, guys. It was on my list for fitness items that would probably be good for your fitness fanatic that you're buying for this year. It was one of my suggestions, and I got it. Yeah, I got it for myself. Well, I didn't just get it for myself. I'm talking about the Booty Sprout hip thrusting apparati. Okay, so I actually got it in. If you guys follow me on ET Tampa, you saw I posted a story about it. So it's not just for me; it is for my clients. So, but I'm definitely going to enjoy it myself. Guys, if you haven't seen this Booty Sprout, it's on Instagram. But basically, it's like this collapsible platform that has a post and like a footrest and elastic bands, which can add up to, I think I was saying, 140 pounds of resistance into the exercise, the hip thrust exercise. Great for glutes, building glute strength, building glute size, if you will, but also great for strengthening your entire posterior chain. So I've got a lot of clients that it's important for, especially for the golfers I work with. That's the glutes is the biggest muscle they use for creating power in their swing. So that's something that I'm excited to use with all my clients. And I think everyone, males and females, will enjoy it. So I'm pumped to get to use that.
Yeah, and I got to witness the unboxing, and the trying to figure out like what do you do with this thing? How does it work? And we quickly learned that it's not something you should use slippers on.
Nope.
There was a very quick fall at the beginning.
Yep.
But even our 3-year-old daughter wanted to use it after watching Daddy figure it out, and she also got on there and was trying to do her own little hip thrust. It was absolutely adorable. She even wanted to use the rubber band and everything. So yeah, it's one of those things. I feel like it looks sort of deceiving because it's pretty simple, but when you're talking about the range of exercise you can do on it, it's awesome. Like, you know, that's going to be a worthwhile investment right there.
I'm stoked.
I'm stoked for you.
What about you? What's got you pumped?
Well, mine is just a simple thing, but for me, I get a lot out of smells. Smells are really important to me. My entire mood and like disposition can shift with the right smell. And it's the holidays. We have our Christmas tree up. And so one of my favorite holiday scents is trees, like pine trees, fir trees. And I have this one little bottle of an essential oil that I have been using in our diffusers in the last week, and it just makes me so happy. And it's called Deep Forest. It's by the essential oil company Sage, Sage. And it's Sage Wellness is the company, and they, I mean, like it is like a little bottle, but I swear I'm gonna go through the whole thing by the end of the holidays, if not before, because I just feel like it transports me to like a woodland forest where there's, you know, just you can be completely surrounded by this smell. It's amazing. It makes me feel great. I actually have it going right now in the back here, and it's definitely got me pumped. So if you are also into smells, there's some fun ones around the holidays. I feel like I may use them a little bit during the non-holidays
I am in full support of it. We've had a
too.
long history and relationship with essential oils in the house, and we
Yes,
love them. Mostly for the
definitely.
smells. Yes, there are probably some therapeutic benefits to them also, but I mean, making you smell good and therefore making your mood better. That's therapeutic in my book. All right. Another great episode, guys. Don't forget to work on your holiday present. Present? Holiday present. Yes?
The present challenge.
Yeah, the present, the holiday present
Join us
challenge.
in our
There we go. I
president,
like it. I
our
like it.
present challenge.
Yeah.
Being present this
All right.
holiday.
Exactly right. So we've got that. We've got the immunity boosting challenge going on right now too. And
Keep yourself healthy.
also the challenge to give us a rating and review in the Apple Podcast app or Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. So,
Always good, always very helpful.
we got a lot of challenges you guys can participate as we close out 2020. Let us know what you think. We'll always love hearing your feedback. Got anything else for him tonight?
No.
This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness Podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye-bye.
For all things addicted to fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter at the ATF Podcast and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes Store. Thanks.
I'm sorry, am I putting you to sleep?